B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back. I'm James Campbell. With me is Robbie Landis, as well as someone who's very upset about the recent passing of a legendary video game character. Weirdbeard, do you have it together enough to where you can say a few words?
All right. We're all gathered here today to talk about our mustachioed man, Mario.
Weirdbeard's giving a eulogy for Mario.
Mario has died, everybody.
I'm sorry? What did I miss?
I just fondly remember his favorite thing was jumping on turtles and eating mushrooms in sewers.
Mario's not dead, Weirdbeard.
Mario is absolutely dead. There's
What do you mean he's dead?
March 31st, it trended for a full 48 hours. Mario is dead on Twitter.
Where have you been, Robbie?
What happened? He get into a car accident or something?
So Mario didn't, like...
A tragic plumbing accident?
He didn't die. Like, he video game died in the sense
okay,
that...
Okay, you come back from that. How many extra lives do you think he had in his pocket? Eat a green mushroom before he goes out. Every morning, you're guaranteed to come back.
Nintendo's beloved mascot headed to the Great Castle in the Sky on March 31st. And it was all because they essentially took two Mario games off of the service forever. They don't exist anymore. Mario 31, which is the... or 25, you're right. It was like a Battle Royale Mario game. And then you also had Super Mario 3D All-Stars, which was Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, and Super 64. Mario 64. Yeah. And they just don't exist anymore, right?
Okay, Weirdbeard. You are obviously a diehard Mario fan, so I'm going to need you to explain to me why y'all are losing your minds when two out of over 200 Mario games disappears, suddenly this means Mario has died.
Well, I think it comes down to the fact that Nintendo's now doing this thing where they have timed releases. Mario 25 was a digital-only game, right? They could offer that for literally forever. They can.
That ain't how you make headlines, though.
They put it, and after they announced it last year, they said it's only available till March 31st. That's it. After that, no more Mario, because it was Mario's 35th anniversary last year. So it was a whole deal, right? Now they've essentially killed off Mario, the year of Mario's dead.
I'm not dead.
It's a me.
It's interesting. Like, why would they make the intentional choice to stop selling not only a game, but a Mario game, which are consistently like the top sellers forever?
Two reasons. A, it gets people talking. It makes headlines. And you're right. It's a digital product. There's no reason for them to actually take it off. They could bring it back at any point. And therein lies the golden lining of this plan, is that now going forward, whenever they want to make headlines again, they re-release it.
Well, the problem with that, as somebody who has been in this fan controversy for a while, is that it just brings out scalpers. The moment that you put a limited release on something
and say... You think Nintendo cares?
I think that they care that their consumers are mad about it, because when they first dropped,
everybody... You're mad about it for now until Pokemon Snap comes out next week and you forget about all of this and throw your money at them in droves.
But Pokemon's
not... Tell me I'm wrong.
Pokemon's not dying. Mario's dying.
Mario...
You know what?
Dying,
Pokemon was dying when the full Pokédex wasn't included in Sword and Shield, but y'all got over that, didn't ya?
James, did this motivate you to buy? Because I know you have 3D All-Stars,
yes,
correct?
I bought 3D All-Stars knowing that it's possibly going away, which now brings me to this question.
No, you bought 3D All-Stars because you were still high on Mario Odyssey.
Well, that was 3D World. The 3D All-Stars I bought because I wanted to play Mario 64 again. And I knew that it was going to be a limited release.
So if it wasn't limited release, you wouldn't have picked it up?
I probably would have waited. I probably would have waited a little while before I picked it up.
That's the other thing about Nintendo games. The price doesn't drop. So it's not...
It's still 60 bucks.
Yeah,
you know?
Even 10 years in the future. So putting the scalpers onto it was crazy. And I just don't understand why Nintendo decided. You know what I mean? Like, they've never done it. I feel like this is the step of like when they've started releasing movies on like Disney, where you pay the $30
ever
to Disney Plus to get the movie that you're already renting.
I know what the problem is.
What?
I feel like all of this probably got put into motion when Reggie stepped down, because you know who replaced Reggie, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know who the current
president? Who's Reggie?
Reggie Fils-Aimé was the former president of Nintendo of America.
Okay.
You don't know who replaced him?
No, I don't care.
Seriously?
Yes.
Doug Bowser.
Oh, that's right. Bowser boy.
Doug Bowser. Real name of the man who is the current president of Nintendo of America.
You're kidding.
Doug
his real Bowser. Name is Bowser.
His real
that's,
name.
That's what it is. Bowser frickin' killed Mario.
We're onto something here, guys.
Mario's not dead.
I feel like we're the
children.
Real life Hardy Boys. We just solved the mystery.
Gaming on a budget. We've got a game for free.
$3.99.
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This week's free game, Days Gone.
All this time out in the freak show when shit like this didn't matter anymore. We wrote out a farewell without Sarah. I knew that we were leaving everything behind.
What did you do?
Everything that mattered was gone.
Folks here in a lot of pain, Deke. You find his stash. You bring it to me. To me, Deke. You do that. We'll see what we can do for you.
Deke, bro.
And I know what kind of man he is.
That's right. So on PlayStation Plus for the month of April, Days Gone is free to download. And this is actually one that I'm going to pick up. This is a game that didn't necessarily go under my radar, but when it first came out, it wasn't really doing anything new, right? It's your traditional zombie game. It's set in a post-apocalyptic Oregon 2 years after the start of a global pandemic.
Oof.
Former outlaw-turned-drifter Deacon St. John discovers that his wife, Susan, might still be alive, so he goes on a quest to find her. It's played from a third-person perspective, so it's over the shoulder as opposed to, like, you know, being first-person where the gun's just in front of you. Player gets to explore open-world environments, use firearms, melee weapons, improvised weapons, and stealth to defend against everything from humans and cannibalistic creatures to the zombies themselves. Now, what does set this apart from most other zombie games like Resident Evil or Left 4 Dead is that the zombie hordes in this are more akin to World War Z, where it's like this, just this mass. It's like force.
Oh, like really
nature.
Fast, yeah, running. Fast.
Not like, even just fast running, but like it looks like a wave, like a giant water, like a tsunami of zombies, right? And so this just this mass of zombies acts as a giant organism as opposed to like individual ones.
That
so
sounds scary.
In World War Z, you remember like I don't know if you ever saw it, but like it crashed against the wall and you just
yeah,
see
then
all
eventually
these
they all
like
crawl on top of
each other.
Yeah.
Like literally, see, they're just pouring out. They're fast. They're coming for you. And,
how would you
and
have enough ammo to take out all those zombies?
You don't. In Days Gone, oh, if man. The zombies come after you, it's time to run away.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's like this game is not. Like, okay, here's the difference, because you always have either the slow zombies, like the George A. Romero, you know, Night of the
Living
Dead.
Zombie, yeah.
And then you have, like, the 28 Days Later ones, which are, like, super athletic or, like, the, Left 4 Dead type ones. These ones are just more like a swarm. Like, if you've ever played Halo, they're like the Flood, essentially.
This isn't something that you fight against. When they show up, you just leave type deal. Mm-hmm. So, again, absolutely free on PlayStation Plus. I don't think it got mixed reviews, and I feel like most people that criticize this, it wasn't necessarily that it was a bad game. It was more that just this stuff has been done before. I think a lot of people, especially
people
burned
out on it.
Post Walking Dead, mm-hmm. like people are over the whole.
Yeah,
zombie
I feel like for
thing.
A while, zombies were like the kings. Mm-hmm. Everything was zombie related.
Everything.
Games, movies, TVs mm-hmm. was all zombies. And I think the game came out right when the zombies were on their way out.
It also went through a bunch of delays, so by the time it did come out, I think people were, like you said, they were over it.
The hype wore off.
But for free PlayStation Plus, I think it's an easy download. You know, pick that up, play through it in a weekend or two. I actually plan on trying it out myself.
And it's even so good. This is the zombie game that all the, like, bullcrap mobile games that show you game footage that's not really in the game,
mm-hmm.
they all steal footage from those zombies.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh. So, like, it's cool, released in 2019 for free now. Totally pick it up.
Awesome. Well, there's your free game of the week. Days Gone, available for free on the PS Plus. Coming up, I'll be testing my game knowledge against Weird Beard and producer Chad and Robbie's legendary three-of-a-kind trivia game. Will I ever wear the crown here at Checkpoint XP? Find out if I can pull it off today when Checkpoint XP returns.
The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.